there's a perception, true or otherwise, that it's a harder place for women.
You know, it's going to sound like I'm a company cheerleader, but not at Dell. It's not. I think in general,
your career perspective, it is.
And I've
you
spent
out on the industry.
Absolutely. And I've spent a lot of time. I was the president for the Michigan Council for Women in Technology. I just came from an event in Atlanta last week, 600 IT professionals and CIOs, women in technology. And if you look, you know, it still is a tougher environment overall. Right, for women to penetrate. And a lot of it comes from, you know, young ages, from, you know, fourth to sixth grade is where, you know, girls are the most impressionable around careers, and they're not encouraged to go into technology, or they're scared by it, et cetera. Mm. So there's some great programs, STEM type programs, science, technology, yes, engineering, and math type programs, where I think a lot of companies are coming together to encourage young girls and women through mentoring programs to succeed. The sad fact is, I think it's only 9% of CIOs overall are women. In the Fortune 100, it starts getting a little better, where I think we're at about 22 or 23%, but still in the minority. Mm. And I know, you know, a lot of companies are doing what they can to encourage, you know, promote more women within the technology field and, you know, entering it and staying there. And I know Dell in particular, right? I'm extremely proud of Meta. In fact, I said this at the WIT conference. You know, one of the reasons I joined Dell, of the many, is I watched how progressive they are with young children, minorities, women in technology, and just exposing, right, people to technology. Matter of fact, we give, Michael and the foundation, I believe, give millions of dollars to expose children overall to technology. Mm. So very proud of that fact on Dell's behalf. Mm. And we're making inroads. I think we're seeing, you know, I mean, just to see the top 100 Fortune 100 companies have about 22, 23% in technology is a big improvement from the overall 9%.
Mm. What would your advice be to the, you know, young women who are considering, you know, careers in IT, but perhaps are feeling that it's a very male-oriented environment, and on top of that, we can look at the industry and how things have gone up and down. Mm-hmm. Things are being outsourced all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's job security may not be as strong as it used to be. There's lots of things that make it less attractive. Yeah. As a career.
So I would say, I mean, job security and you know, best shoring and all of that, I think that's true in many industries now. I'm not sure that's just in IT. I mean, I think you see that in manufacturing. I think you've seen it. But, you know, the jobs are somewhere in the world and offered somewhere for, and there's women. So it's, you know, I'm not sure that's a deterrent. I think what is a deterrent is young girls get intimidated by technology, math, and the sciences in general as something that's hard. You know, there's some studies, and I'm not sure they're accurate, that say at that age, boys tend to do better and, you know, show more interest. I think it's more of the, we need to teach the young girls to not be intimidated, right? We need to provide role models. Right, there's some statistics out there, and it's not just girls, it's women as well. Mm. When we've done interviews for various groups with women as to why they don't go into technology, 85% said because they don't have a sponsor in the technical field. Right, 45 or 50% say because they don't have mentors, right, or mentoring opportunities. So those are the kind of things that companies like Dell are providing, is sponsorship, mentorship within Dell, and by the way, outside of Dell too, right? I personally have a person that our HR department has connected me with who is an IT executive at another company that we say, hey, we think there's a lot of potential for this person. They may end up at Dell someday, they may not, but we'd like to do that mentoring program. And they've connected me, and I'm mentoring somebody outside the company as well as some people in the company. Okay.
Yeah. Andy, well, thank you very much.